listening to On the Couch with Carly. Carly's couch is a safe space to talk. I'm a psychologist, but I'm not your pipe-smoking, tweed-wearing stereotype.
Welcome to On the Couch with Carly. Today I'm doing a little fun experiment. I am pretending that I'm on the couch with Bella Freud, and I'm doing an episode of Fashion Neurosis, which is such a fun podcast. I love the idea of somehow blending psychoanalysis and fashion. It's such a cool idea. And so I thought I would talk a bit about my experiences of fashion and how fashion means, what it means to me, what I think about with regards to fashion in my own life, but also in general for people. I wish that I had a selfie stick or something that was going to keep this still, because it is very blurry, not blurry, but bumpy. So whoever's watching, I apologize. If you're listening, you won't notice. So yeah, clothes. Clothes are interesting to me. I think, unlike psychologists in general, maybe I find talking about fashion interesting. I find clothing interesting. I used to really love the quote by, I think it was Zsa Gabor, but I might be wrong, where she said, "Deep down, I'm pretty superficial." I always loved that because I was like, actually, that's true. And I have always said that I'm someone who can be pretty deep and interested in talking about the most complex human issues. And I equally embrace the superficial, and I love clothing and fashion and partying and things that are, you know, like what socialites do, but not really needing it to be beyond that, like thinking that's just good enough and that it gives us something. So I've thought about it, like what is it? What is it about clothing? What is it about fashion that is meaningful? And I believe it is a way for us to communicate our creativity. Choosing what we wear is like collaging. It's like taking objects and putting them together and using color and form and shape. It's about texture. It's involving the senses. It's a sensory experience. It's a sensual experience. And this experience is meaningful as human beings. It's meaningful for us because it's something we can do with our bodies in this material world. And what is it to be human if not to be in a body in the human world, in the material world, in this, on this planet at this time right now? And your body is your vessel in this world, and you can adorn it, and adorning it signifies things. So, I mean, we use fashion as a way to demonstrate our identity as well. You know, we can signify groups that we belong to through the things we wear. We can show to the outside world who we are. I think that we can also show the outside world who we're not, right? Like, so it's about sometimes a shield or a guard or a mask that we wear to hide vulnerable parts that don't feel safe, and that's okay. That if putting on a certain outfit helps me feel brave in the world, then how worthy is that? How wonderful that I have the power, that I have the capacity, the tools to equip myself with something that feels safer, shielded, more protected. I love that concept that we can dress to shield ourselves. I think that it's really interesting to think about some of like the tropes of being a psychologist and how, like, I don't know if you're aware of this trope that psychologists always wear like lots of mitts, cardigans and such. And I am unfortunately completely conformist to that trope. Like, I love, as you can see, I'm wearing a knit right now. Like, I love a jersey. I love a knit. I particularly love autumn and winter because I get to wear all my knits, all my jerseys, all my layers. Yeah, it's, I wonder what that is. It's like a coziness. It's, and I think I was like this before I became a psychologist, but being a psychologist has kind of like reinforced it or has given it permission to sort of really flourish. This part of me that loves to be cozy and warm and wear knits and maybe like a maternal texture there, this sort of feeling of, you know, a warm embrace. I think, I hope that's what it feels like to be in the room with me, that I am like a person that you can imagine who wears a fuzzy sweater, is comfortable, comforting, cozy, warm, safe, soft, gentle. I think those are all attributes that I would love to be embodying in my work, that I do embody in my work. So yeah, I think that's my episode. It's really short. It's just a quick one. If I had Bella Freud here, she'd be asking me all sorts of interesting questions and I could talk about that. But that's what I've got for you today. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to On the Couch with Carly. If something in this episode resonated with you or made you feel less alone, that means the world to me. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and now in video format on YouTube. For exclusive content and resources, visit our website at onthecouchwithcarly.com. If you enjoyed today's conversation, please consider leaving a rating or review. It really does help others discover our safe space for authentic conversation. Until next time, please take good care of yourself. I can't wait to be back on the couch with you again.